Ya empezamos a grabar este mensaje. We have begun by recording this message. Y queremos primeramente hablar de lo que pasó la semana pasada. We want to briefly talk about what happened on last week's message. What a special thing that took place on the devotion call. ¿Qué cosa especial que ocurrió la semana pasada en nuestra llamada? We asked everybody to go ahead and text in a verse on faith. Do you remember that? Le pedimos a todos que estuvieron en la llamada que nos mandaran un mensaje de un versículo de fe. Un versículo de la fe. Y eso es lo que escuchamos la semana pasada. And that's what we heard on last week's message. Do you recall that? Y pudimos ver las cosas grandes que ocurrieron cuando cada persona mandó un mensaje. We were able to hear everybody sent in a verse on faith, and everyone was able to participate. Cada persona que estuvo en la llamada pudo participar en la llamada y pudimos leer los versículos. We were able to read the verses that everyone sent in, and we were able to draw from each other's verses. Cada persona que mandó un texto de versículo de fe, pudimos cada uno de nosotros disfrutar y participar del versículo que cada persona mandó. And with that said, everybody, I'm going to ask everybody to do the same thing tonight. Everyone that's on the call, we're going to ask you to send in a verse, but tonight we want you to send in a verse regarding a miracle that took place in the Bible. Vamos a pedir a cada persona que está en la llamada esta noche que me manden por texto un versículo que habla de un milagro que ocurrió, que tomó lugar en la palabra de Dios, no importa si fue en el Testamento Antiguo o si fue en el Testamento Nuevo. It doesn't matter if this verse that you're thinking of regarding a miracle took place in the Old Testament or if it took place in the New Testament. I'm going to ask everybody to go ahead and text Brother Vic a verse that has to do with a miracle that took place in the Word of God, and it doesn't matter if it took place in the Old Testament or if it took place in the New Testament. Did you get that, everyone? Do you see what we're doing tonight? Una vez más, les voy a pedir a todos que están en la llamada que me manden al hermano Víctor un versículo, que me manden por texto un versículo de un milagro que tomó lugar en la palabra de Dios. No importa si tomó lugar en el Testamento Antiguo o si tomó lugar en el Testamento Nuevo, pero queremos ver un versículo donde un milagro tomó lugar. So, espero que todos me están entendiendo. And why are we doing that? ¿Por qué estamos haciendo esto esta noche, hermanos? Well, here it is. Very simple. Last week, we had everyone send in a verse on faith. La semana pasada le pedimos a todos que nos mandaran un versículo de la fe, un versículo de fe. Y cuando empezamos a leer estos versículos, and when we began to read these verses, we began to share these verses. Y empezamos a leer estos versículos de la fe. And when we began to do this, everybody, I hope you realize why we were doing that. We were beginning to exercise our faith. We were beginning to activate our faith. Empezamos a activar nuestra fe y darle ejercicio a nuestra fe. Because it's when we begin to exercise our faith, everybody, that's when we're going to begin to see a miracle take place. Cuando empezamos a dar ejercicio a nuestra fe, hermanos, eso es cuando vamos a empezar a ejercitar o darle ejercicio a nuestra fe. Y es cuando vamos a empezar a ver los milagros que el Señor nos quiere dar. ¿Me están entendiendo, hermanos? Are you understanding what I'm saying tonight, everyone? This is how we're going to begin to see miracles. De esta forma vamos a empezar a ver milagros. Y con eso dicho, yo les voy a empezar a leer un ejemplo de un milagro que tomó lugar en el libro de Marcos. With that said, I'm going to go ahead and begin to read to you a miracle that took place in the book of Mark. Tonight, before the call started, I thought, what verse can I think of that speaks very clearly about a miracle that took place? And immediately, the verse came to mind. Antes de la llamada esta noche, yo empecé a pensar de cuál versículo yo voy a poder leer de un milagro que tomó lugar en la palabra de Dios. Y inmediatamente me vino a mente un milagro que tomó lugar en el libro de Marcos, capítulo 5, versículo 25. This verse that came to mind was found in Mark chapter 5 and verse 25. But we already have a verse from Sister Elisa in the same book of Mark, chapter 10, verse 47. La hermana Elisa de San Diego ya nos acaba de mandar un versículo en el libro de Marcos, en el capítulo número 10 y versículo 47. Let's go ahead and read that now. Vamos a leer esta escritura que se encuentra en el libro de Marcos, versículo 10 y versículo 47, y lee de esta forma. Y oyendo que era Jesús Nazareno, comenzó a dar voces y decir: Jesús, Hijo de David, ten misericordia de mí. Verse number 47. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Versículo 48. Y muchos le reprendían para que callase, pero él clamaba mucho más, Hijo de David, ten misericordia de mí. Verse 48. And many charged him that he should hold his peace. Be quiet, shut up, you're annoying. But he cried the more, a great deal, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Praise God. Beginning to feel the anointing just reading this verse. Y versículo 49 lee, entonces Jesús, deteniéndose, mandó llamarle al ciego, diciéndole, ten confianza, levántate, te llama. Verse 49, and Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, be of good comfort, rise, he calleth thee. Versículo 50. Él entonces, arrojando su capa, se levantó y vino a Jesús. Verse 50. And he, the blind man, casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. Versículo 51. Respondiendo Jesús le dijo, ¿qué quieres que te haga? Listen to that, verse 51. And Jesus answered and said unto him, what wilt thou that I should do unto thee? Maestro, que recobre la vista. And the blind man said unto the Lord, he said unto him, Lord, that I might receive my sight. Versículo 52. Y Jesús le dijo, vete, tu fe te ha salvado. What a thing. Look at what verse 52 says, the Lord says. And Jesus said unto him, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole.
versículo 52 termina diciendo, y enseguida recobró la vista y seguía a Jesús en el camino.
Verse number 52 finishes by saying, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way.
Hallelujah. What a tremendous example of a miracle that took place. Qué milagro que tomó lugar aquí.
Hallelujah.
Cuando este hombre le oyó al Señor Jesús, le respondió con su fe.
When that blind man heard that the Lord Jesus was calling him, what is it that you want? Lord, I want to receive my sight.
Señor Jesús, yo quiero recibir mi vista. Y el Señor le respondió, por tu fe, ya he sido salvado.
In English, in Spanish, it says that the Lord responded to the man by saying, go thy way, thy faith hath saved you. In English, it says, thy faith hath made thee whole. But in Spanish, it says, thy faith hath saved you. Praise God. Well, let's read out of the same book of Mark, chapter 5 and verse 47.
Vamos a leer del mismo libro de Marcos, capítulo 5 y 40, versículo 47.
And let's see how it reads. All right, let's see. We're going to go ahead. All right, I'm sorry, I lost my place.
Acabo de perder mi lugar. Vamos a encontrar el versículo apropiado por lo que queremos leer. Pero yo creo que muchos de ustedes ya saben de lo que estoy hablando,
but I think that many of you already know what verse we're talking about.
Que se encuentra en el libro de Marco.
Ah, ahí está.
Libro de Marcos, capítulo 5, versículo 25.
We're reading from the book of Mark, chapter 5, and verse number 25. And this has to do with a woman who had the issue of blood.
Estamos leyendo de la mujer que le vino al Señor Jesucristo porque tenía un flujo de sangre.
Let's read it.
Versículo 25. Pero una mujer que desde hacía 12 años padecía de flujo de sangre.
And a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years
y había sufrido mucho de muchos médicos y gastado todo lo que tenía y nada había aprovechado, antes le iba peor.
And had suffered many things of many physicians and had spent all that she had and was nothing bettered, but rather grew worse.
Think about that. For 12 years, she went to many doctors, many physicians, and spent all the money that she had, but she didn't improve.
As a matter of fact, she grew worse.
Esta mujer, por 12 años, gastó todo el dinero que tenía con los doctores, con todos los médicos, pero en vez de mejorarse, se empeoró. Se puso peor esta pobre mujer.
Hallelujah. Verse number 27, versículo número 27 dice, cuando oyó hablar de Jesús, vino por detrás entre la multitud y tocó su manto.
When she had heard of Jesus, she came in the press behind and touched his garment.
Versículo 28, porque decía, tocaré tan solamente su manto, seré salva.
¡Qué fe grande que tuvo esta mujer!
Verse 28, this is the key verse. For she said, if I may touch but his clothes, but the hem of his garment, I shall be whole.
Think about what this woman is saying. She is speaking her faith.
We read the verses of faith last week.
Leímos los versículos de fe la semana pasada.
Y esta mujer aquí está declarando su fe.
And here is this woman declaring her faith. One more time, verse 28. For she said, if I may touch but his clothes, if I could just touch the hem of his garment, I shall be whole. There is her declaration of faith.
Ahí está su declaración de fe. Porque decía, si tocaré tan solamente su manto, seré salva.
Please excuse me while I took a little drink. Por favor, denme un momentito mientras que tomé un traguito de agua. And verse 29. Y enseguida la fuente de su sangre se secó. And straightway, immediately, the fountain of her blood was dried up. Y sintió en el cuerpo que estaba sana de aquel azote. And she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. She felt it immediately. Think about this. Boy, what a miracle that just took place. But it all came because of her faith.
Qué milagro tomó lugar. Un milagro grande que tomó lugar por resultado de la fe de esta mujer.
Luego Jesús, conociendo en sí mismo el poder que había salido de él, volviéndose a la multitud, dijo, ¿quién ha tocado mis vestidos?
Woo!
What a powerful thing. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned him about in the press,
hallelujah,
and said, who touched my clothes? Who touched my clothes? I really like the way it says it in Spanish. It says, Jesús, conociendo en sí mismo el poder que había salido de él.
And so in Spanish, this is what it's saying. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that power, it uses the word virtue, but in Spanish, the word virtue is translated into power.
Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that power had gone out of him, turned him about in the press and said, who touched my clothes?
En español, sabiendo que poder salió de él, él se volteó en la multitud y dijo, ¿quién ha tocado mis vestidos?
Verse 31, versículo 31. Sus discípulos le dijeron, ¿ves que la multitud te aprieta y dices, ¿quién me ha tocado?
Here were his disciples asking the question, and his disciples turned unto him, thou seest the multitude thronging thee, and sayest thou, who touched me?
You see, they didn't understand what was happening in the spiritual realm.
Los discípulos no entendían lo que estaba pasando en el realmo espiritual, hermanos.
Versículo 32. Pero él miraba alrededor para ver quién había hecho esto. Pero él miraba alrededor para ver quién había hecho esto. Verse 32. And he looked.
Okay, I'm sorry. I just lost my verse. This is powerful, the way that the Lord responded.
And he looked around. And he looked round about to see her that had done this thing.
While the disciples were asking, Lord, what are you talking about? You see all the throng, the throng about you, and you're asking, who touched you?
Señor Jesús, usted puede ver toda la gente que lo está apretando. Y usted está preguntando, ¿quién me ha tocado?
But Jesus is at, while they're asking this question, he's looking to find, to see her that had done this thing.
Pero él miraba alrededor para ver quién había hecho esto.
Entonces la mujer, temiendo y temblando, oh, this is beautiful.
But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her. Oh, hallelujah.
Entonces la mujer,
temiendo y temblando, sabiendo lo que en ella sabió, aleluya, lo que en ella había sido hecho. Vino y se postró, aleluya, se postró delante de él, aleluya, y él dijo, y le dijo toda la verdad. This woman, trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. Yarabashatai. Oh, I wish you could, in Spanish, look at the way it says in Spanish, that it says that the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell prostrate, or fell down on her face, laying face down on the ground. She came and fell down, face down on the ground, and told him all the truth. Y él le dijo, hija, tu fe te ha hecho salva. Y él le dijo, hija, tu fe te ha hecho salva. And he said unto her, daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Ve en paz y queda sana de tu azote. Aleluya, hija, tu fe te ha hecho salva. Ve en paz y queda sana de tu azote. Daughter, and he said unto her, daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague or thy plague. Everybody, I hope you're hearing and feeling the miracle that just took place. Todos, yo espero que todos han sentido que han recibido su milagro esta noche, que han recibido su milagro de fe esta noche. Aleluya. Mientras que estamos leyendo este versículo, yo estoy recibiendo un entendimiento aquí, hermanos. Aleluya. While I'm reading these verses, everybody, I'm receiving a revelation and an understanding, and I hope you're receiving it as well. Espero que lo están recibiendo también cada uno de ustedes, hermanos. La gente que tenía necesidad fue su fe. Por su fe recibieron su milagro. The people that we read about tonight that had a need, that had blindness, and it had an issue, she had an issue of blood, it was by their faith that they received their miracle. But what was it that caused them to receive their miracle? Pero qué fue la cosa, el ingrediente que les causó recibir su milagro, hermanos? Fue su fe, pero fue su fe inspirada por su necesidad. It was their faith that caused them to receive the miracle, but it was their sickness, their disease, their need that inspired them and motivated them to have faith, which in turn caused them to receive their miracle. I hope you're understanding this, everybody. Espero que están recibiendo esto, hermanos. Esta persona, este hombre y esta mujer, el hombre ciego y la mujer que tuvo el flujo de sangre, the blind man, the man that had blindness in his eyes, and the woman that had an issue of blood, had a need, a great need. Tuvieron una necesidad grande, hermanos, pero esta necesidad les causó tener fe, que en turno les causó recibir su milagro. This man and this woman that had a great need, great sickness, disease, blindness, or an issue of blood, it was this need, this disease, this sickness, this issue of blood that caused them, that caused their faith to be activated. It triggered their faith, and it caused their faith to be activated, and it was that faith that triggered a miracle. It was that faith that was triggered in them that in turn caused them to receive the miracle. I hope you're receiving this miracle tonight, everybody. Espero que están recibiendo este milagro esta noche, hermanos. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God. Gloria a Dios. Yo quiero que todos reciban su milagro esta noche. I want everybody to receive the miracle tonight. Because you see, everybody, this is exactly what our pastor has been preaching to us in recent weeks. Eso es precisamente lo que nuestro pastor nos ha estado predicando en recientes semanas, incluyendo hermano Dethridge, lo que predicó anoche, fe para poder recibir su milagro. But Dethridge even preached on this message last night. Faith to be able to receive your miracle. Everybody, we have already finished up our time, but I want everybody to receive that faith that's going to give you a miracle. Ya estamos terminando esta noche, pero yo quiero que todos reciban su fe, que en turno les va a dar su milagro. En cual caso, no piensen que la enfermedad o lo problema que tienen es un problema. No, esa enfermedad o ese problema es el ingrediente que le va a dar su milagro a usted. So if you have a problem, and if you have a sickness, if you have an infirmity, suffering, pain, whatever problem, whatever sickness that you may have, don't view it as a curse. Don't view it as something bad or negative. No, that very thing that you have, that sickness, that disease, that problem, is the ingredient that's going to trigger your faith to be able to receive your miracle. Praise God. With that said, everybody, I want to remind everyone, Brother Dethridge reminded us last night, we're going to have our evangelism street service this Saturday at 11 a.m. We want to see everybody there. El hermano Dethridge nos recordó de el evangelismo en la calle que vamos a tener este sábado a las 11 de la mañana en la esquina de la 4 y Grove. Este sábado a las 11 de la mañana los vamos a invitar a todos que estén allí para que podamos ver el milagro que el Señor nos va a proveer. We want to invite everyone to be there at 11 a.m. so that we can all witness the great miracle, the great miracles that the Lord is going to provide there this Saturday morning at 11 a.m. God bless all of you. Dios los bendiga a todos en el nombre de Jesús. Amén y amén. God bless all of you. Dios los bendiga. Amén y amén.